Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Terrorists struck a seminary in northern Nigeria Sunday, leaving two dead. Sound like a familiar story? Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it was a Sunni Muslim school this time that was attacked, not a Christian one.
I think it goes to show the nature of Boko Haram, that they have a very narrow vision of what Islam is and what it should be, and they want all Nigerians to fall within that very narrow vision.
Ironically, the attack came the day before Nigeria's Independence Day.
I think there's a real threat to their independence that is growing in northern Nigeria among Boko Haram.
Next, the United Nations describes an orphan as a child who's missing either one or both parents. Christians around the world will remember these kids on Sunday, November 4th, for Orphan Sunday. EFCA's Global Fingerprints is just one organization that wants you to help. They have all kinds of things that will help you motivate your church to do something. Show a DVD or collect money to sponsor a child with Global Fingerprints. When you do, you'll assure these kids hear the gospel. Go to our website to help. And Vision Beyond Borders teams recently met spiritual and physical needs in Romania. They built a home for the Haven of Hope Orphanage director and shared the gospel with gypsy communities. Team leader Marshall Grover sensed a spiritual hunger among the gypsies.
They see their previous teachings to be dead or of no hope. So they seem to be very receptive once they get an understanding of the gospel.
Be a part of the next Vision Beyond Borders trip. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is still a ways away, but have you started thinking about how you'll celebrate this year? How about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International? Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.